faster, trying to come up with a stop here. And according to the spot, it's third and three.
Yeah, right off tackle on the left side. Vassar's got to plug those holes. If they get three, four yards of carry, Lakers are going to be tough to stop.
First down marker is at the 21-yard line. Third down, and the line of scrimmage is at the 23. Power pistol to the left, two receivers wide to the left. And we have some action on the hard count from Dustin Cady. Heads up play there from the senior for Lakers. And that is going to be an offsides encroachment against Vassar. And it's going to be a five-yard penalty, enough for a first down. Heads up play there from the coaches and the quarterback for to go for the hard count. And as a result, they get a first down.
Yeah, I like the hard count call on third down. Really throws the defense off. They're getting excited for the stop and usually not thinking about something like that. So I really like the coaching call.
Six and a half to play in the first. Bad X leads 6-0 as an update. Hand off to Terrence Dukes, who dives across the line of scrimmage, and they're going to mark him down at the 12-yard line. That's going to be a gain of roughly 6 yards. And really, there was not a hole out there. The small gap to the right, he found a hole through it and now brings up 4 to go.
Yeah, it was off the right guard. Austin McCabe actually made a really good block there and actually opened up the hole. He's getting into the linebackers every time. He just cannot get through them. But he, if they keep pushing, some of these holes are going to open up.
5:54 left of the first. Power pistol to the left. Receiver wide to the right. Dustin Cady on the keeper, down to the 5-yard line, and spins all the way down to the 3. It's going to be first and goal coming up here for the Lakers on the bound of that pile for the Vassar Vulcans. Number 28, Logan Amend, defensive back, came in for the stop. He's a 6'1" junior. A lot of height here on this Vassar squad, and some big size up front, especially number 51, Devin Pirro, a sophomore, 295 pounds listed at. And number 50, Brandon Lyon, 219, 5'11" junior. Two wide to the right, power pistol now to the right. Cady gets a snap and he hands it off directly to Dubes, and he gets held up in the backfield right at the 5-yard line. Never had his footing underneath him. It's going to be a loss of a yard, second and goal with five at the 5-yard line.
Yeah, the center and both guards for Lakers pretty much fell on the ground on that play, and linebackers come over top. You've got to keep on your blocks, blown up in the backfield. Good defense by Vassar.
Isaac Greaves gets the tackle for a loss for 1 yard there. As now, Lakers has 6 plays of rushing the ball for 17 yards, 7 plays of offense altogether for 59 yards thanks to that big pass play. Brandon Wischlager wide to the right, power pistol to the left. And it's going to be a handoff to Terrence Dube through the left gap, and he's in. Touchdown, Lakers. Terrence Dube from 5 yards out finds himself in for the score. It's Lakers 6, Vassar nothing, with 4:26 left in the first quarter.
Yeah, too easy if you're Vassar. Right off the left tackle there, big gaping hole. He actually got tripped up there at the end but almost walked in. I like Lakers on this drive. It was a slow drive. They got the one big pass, but other than that, 4 and 5 yard runs really wears at your defense. Really makes a big difference, and then able to stick it in there at the end.
77 yards, 10 plays, and 5 minutes and 11 seconds for that touchdown drive for the Lakers, trying to make it 8-0 here with a 2-point conversion. Cady keeps it for himself around the right end, has some blocks, and he's in for the 2-point conversion. It's Lakers 8, Vassar nothing, with 4:26 left in the fourth quarter on the WLAW Sports Network.
Times are tough. Sometimes it's hard to earn even a buck.
Hey, mister, you want to buy some lemonade?
Scram! Nice try, kid. If it's that hard to make a quick buck, how hard must it be to make a quick 50 bucks?
All right, we're going to infiltrate here, here, and here, and the diamond will be ours.
Or maybe.
So you're sure you want to sell your kidneys?
Absolutely.
All right.
Or you could simply refer a friend to Thumb Cellular. That's right, at Thumb Cellular, it pays to refer a friend. When your friend switches to Thumb Cellular, you'll earn $50 off your next bill, and your friend will get $50 off too. That's $50 for you and $50 for a friend you refer to Thumb Cellular. See Thumb Cellular's offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms of service apply. That's Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. You love Thumb Cellular.
Talk of the thumb.
The iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus are now available at Thumb Cellular.
Lakers strike first on their first possession of the night, makes it 8-0 after a Destin Katie two-point conversion. Terrence Dubes with the first score of the night for the Lakers with 4:26 left in the first quarter. Cass City now trails Bad Axe 14-0, 5:35 left in the first. So Bad Axe out early against Cass City, 14-0 in Cass City. Terrence Dubes ready to kick this off, left to right across the radio in the white jerseys from the Laker 40-yard line. Back number 8 for Vassar awaits the kick. David Wargo, it goes over his head, and it's actually going to go out of bounds at the 7-yard line. And that is going to be an illegal procedure, so Vassar will start their drive from the 35-yard line.
Yeah, you don't want to give Vassar easy starts like that. You know, there's a lot of field there, obviously not intentional, but you're giving a player 20 extra yards without even running a play. So we'll see if Vassar can take advantage.
So Vassar now on their second drive of the night. Their first one resulted in a punt in 1 yard off of 7 plays in 2 minutes and 23 seconds, mostly in part due to a large sack on third down. First and 10 now for Vassar at their own 35-yard line, right to left across the radio in all-black uniforms with an orange stripe down the sides, white lettering with orange trim, black helmets, black face masks. Pratt in the shotgun, trips right, and it's a pitch out to the right to number 23. He's out for the running. That's Robert Atwood, and he is stopped early at the 39-yard line by the Laker front. And it's going to bring up second down in a 4-yard gain, second and 6.
Yeah, almost subtly a screen play, a shovel pass, but they had a bunched wide receiver set on the right-hand side. So not quite a screen play, but basically a similar concept. The bunch receiver package is all essentially blockers, and he actually did a pitch right behind that to the running back, but ended up in a short gain.
Two wide to the left, Pratt is in the shotgun. We have a little bit of movement on the front line, but nothing called there. And now the center snapped the ball, but no one else moved for Vassar. And this is going to be disco night here early on as a false start against Vassar moves them back 5 yards after a 4-yard gain on first down. It's now going to be repeated second down, second and 11 from Vassar's own 34-yard line.
Yeah, it was almost encroachment on Quinton Smith for the Lakers, but he did not make contact with the lineman across from him. And at that point, the offensive line got a little dismantled, and the center ended up snapping the ball a little prematurely.
Second 11, two wide to the left. Pratt's in shotgun with the back on either side of him. Pratt's going to keep it right through the left gap, almost gets through, but he is stopped at the 40-yard line by a couple white jerseys. Leading the charge there is number 50, Austin McCabe. Second straight tackle for the tackle. Senior there leading that charge on that defensive front, the captain on defense on that front line for Lakers. Third and 5 now for Vassar from their 40-yard line, right to left across your radio. One receiver wide to the right. Pratt in the shotgun, rolls to his right, and is actually going to hand this off to 21. He's past the first down, he's to midfield, and he's actually going to go out of bounds at the Vassar 48-yard line. So a gain of 8 yards and first down. Number 21, DeAndre Callahan.
Yeah, Lakers actually crept up the corners on that. It was actually basically a 6-2 defense. I think they thought Vassar was going to run up the center, but actually they snuck it outside. And with only one safety there, was able to get the first down.
Pratt has 4 carries for 7 yards. And now it's first and 10, 2 wide to the left. In the shotgun, hands it off to number 23, up the gut. Not much going there. And Lakers swarms at the midfield for a 2-yard gain only. Number 23, Robert Atwood, the ball carrier. Number 21, Terrence Dubes in on that tackle for Lakers. Second and 8.
Yeah, Tyler Humpert, the tight end, is listed at 6'7", 192 for the Vulcans. He was actually one of the wideouts there. And I actually would have liked to seen Vassar pass it there one-on-one at 6'7". I kind of like him any day down the field. But they actually decided to run a draw play up the middle. But we'll see if they extend it out later in the game.
And Humpert is part of the trips left And it's going to be a pitch to number 23, Robert Atwood. But